shore from my schooner close by. A girl on the beach, sir, I chanced to espy. Her hair it was red and her bonnet was blue. Her place of abode was in Harbor Lagoo. Oh, boldly I asked her to walk on the sand. She smiled like an angel and held out her hand. So I buttoned me guernsey and hove way me too in the dark rolling waters of Harbor Lagoo. My ship she lay anchored far out on the tide. As I strolled along with that maid at my side, I told her I loved her, I said I'll be true, and I winked at the moon over Harbor Lagoo. As we walked on the sands at the close of the day, I thought of my wife who was home in Torbay. I knew that she'd kill me if she only knew I was courting this lassie in Harbor Lagoo. As we passed a log cabin that stood on the shore, I met an old comrade I'd sailed with before. He treated me kindly, saying, "Jack, how are you? It's seldom I see you in Harbor Lagoo." And as I was parting this maiden in tow, he broke up my party with one single blow. He said, "Regards to your missus and your wee kiddies too. I remember her well, she's from Harbor Lagoo." This damsel a-standing alongside, her jaw had just dropped and her mouth opened wide. And then like a she-cat upon me she flew, and I fled from the furies of Harbor Lagoo. So come on, you young sailors, to walk on the shore. Beware of old comrades you sailed with before. Beware of the maidens with the bonnets of blue, and the pretty young damsels of Harbor Lagoo, and the pretty young damsels of Harbor Lagoo.